our mysterious lives. Is life far more mysterious than any of us suspect? So far, this century and the end of the last one have been home to some very strange theories. It also seems we have taken more notice of some very ancient finds which we really can't explain for different reasons. Some of these reasons have to do with some of the finds just being far too advanced for their time, others seem to be impossible to have taken place with the tools of the time. There are also discoveries which seem to be very strange and just don't fit into our thoughts of physics and how it works. Some discoveries seem impossible for our brains to understand. Even the scientists who claim to understand this stuff don't have all the answers. A good example is an experiment with light. There are two slots across the room, and when the experiment is watched by a human, the light goes through one slot, but without the human watching, it goes through both at the same time. If someone would have been told this could happen a while back, they would have been put into the loony bin. Yet this is what happens. Another example is quantum entanglement. This has shown there is a way for two atoms to communicate instantly regardless of distance. The most important part of this statement is distance does not matter. Quantum entanglement may be our future, and if we could apply it to space travel and also to communications, we might be able to travel instantly anywhere in the universe and communicate with Earth no matter how far away we are and do it instantly. It is true we are nowhere near those capabilities yet, but there is help we will be able to figure out these mysteries. For all we know, those UAPs which have been talked about, which are said to be alien, might use a similar system. That would make all this talk about traveling wormholes obsolete, because it would be unnecessary. When we look at some of the things which have been found and dated, some just can't be figured out yet. Take the case of Göbekli Tepe. It is a system of ancient temples which has been dated at about 12,000 years old, and some believe it is a lot older. It is in Turkey and must have taken many years to build, but there is a problem with that. First of all, that was the period of time where archaeologists say we were all hunter-gatherers and never stayed in one place very long because the game would run out. That is not the end of the mystery. There are pillars with excellent carvings of animals, but the people of the time had no metal to make chisels with to carve stone. Lastly, these people had to move stones weighing many tons into place by hand. The wheel hadn't been invented yet and would not appear for another 4,500 years. What did these people eat? There was no farming at the time, according to scientists. It turns out we have a lot of mysteries on our hands, and as time goes by we just keep finding more. A hammer was found in a type of stone which takes 140 million years to form. The hammer was metal with a wooden handle and was so old the wood in the handle was in the process of turning to coal. Who could have made this piece? There was not supposed to be anyone humanoids around at the time. Will we ever be able to explain these types of things? If we examine the construction techniques of the Great Pyramid at Giza in Egypt, we see how perfectly it was built, and engineers today say they would have a hard time and not even be able to build it so accurately. When archaeologists are asked about how it was made to such exact measurements at the time, we are told they used string and sticks. Really, does anyone really believe this? The ancient Egyptians were great builders for their time and very smart. But does anyone really believe they could do this with such primitive tools? I think they either had measuring tools we don't know about, or had advanced help from some source unknown to us. One of the most mysterious things about our planet are the UAPs in our skies and in space. They have been shadowing us for thousands of years, and it is only now Congress is trying to pry information from their sweaty hands, and it is a very hard task to accomplish. There could be many reasons for this, but the reason of national security can't be applied to every case like the government is trying to do. Will it turn out extraterrestrials have helped us from time to time and maybe even taught us things in olden times to help us survive? There was a time where the newspapers of the 19th century were full of stories about people finding objects inside pieces of coal. Coal was very popular at the time for heating. I recall a few objects I remember being talked about. One was a necklace, another a small silver pot. One time coal was being shoveled into a home furnace when a piece broke and a small bronze bell fell out. Coal takes millions of years to form, so how could there be manufactured objects in it? Some argue the objects came along later and found their way into the coal mines. I would believe this if the objects were not found inside the coal. There was a farm in the United States where the people were digging a well, and when they hit the 130-foot depth, the drill brought up a doll of a human female. How in the world did it get down there? Was it there because at one time that was the surface and there were people living at that time? We tend to think if something has no brain, it can't be smart. It turns out that isn't true, at least in some degree. One example of this is something called slime mold. Slime mold cells come together into a mass, and when they do, they can figure out some things. A slime mold can figure out how to get through a maze. It is said the slime mold can keep track of time. This baffles scientists everywhere. It is incredible to think problems, no matter how simple, can be solved by brainless creatures.